Every year, the Backcountry Film Festival tours the United States. It features short films about the backcountry snow sports community. This year, the festival is making a stop in Boise, where people can come out and see the films that focus on everything from Arctic surfers to ice climbers. Joining me today to talk more about the festival and the organization behind it are the festival's director, Melinda Quick, and joining us on the telephone are filmmakers Grant Robbins and Leo DiPiccolo. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
And yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Melinda, I want to start with you. The festival is organized and operated by the Winter Wildlands Alliance. Tell me a little bit about what this organization is.
Sure. The Winter Wildlands Alliance is a national nonprofit that's dedicated to promoting and preserving our public lands, specifically for the human-powered snow sports experience. And the Backcountry Film Festival falls within that umbrella as a way to celebrate and also raise funds for local backcountry communities across the U.S.
And what I think is interesting is there's this term about, do I have it right, the human-powered experience?
Yes.
Okay, so explain that term, because it is all over your website when when you talk about about the film festival.
Yes, we're very big on human-powered.
Yes.
So human-powered is anywhere from snowshoeing to backcountry skiing or snowboarding, or splitboarding is the more appropriate term for that.
Mm-hmm.
So any way that you're getting out into the winter landscape and recreating on your own power.
Gotcha. Easy enough. And Grant, Leo, I want to bring the two of you into the conversation. You are both of you put a film in. Tell me about the short film that the two of you have done, and that's being featured in the film. I mean, in the festival.
Yeah, so our film's called Abandoned, and it features a few of the abandoned ski areas in Colorado. So ski areas that once were fully operational, but have since, for various reasons, closed. And so we went and explored these places and skied human-powered, skinned up the mountains, and as well just talked to some owners and people that used to ski there to get the full story of what these places used to be like.
And tell me a little bit about that, because I was frankly kind of surprised to find that there are abandoned ski resorts in, of all places, Colorado. I mean, because I think Colorado, you think skiing, you think big resorts. I mean, what was a little bit of what you found when you went and did this?
Yeah, I think with Colorado, there's a rich history. I mean, back in the, back when the miners kind of came out here, almost every ski town seemed to have their own little ski resort, their own little ski area. And since then, different reasons that these places have closed. And that's kind of what we kind of dive into is finding these little ski areas and kind of trying to dig up their story and kind of preserve those stories so they live on.
And that goes back, Melinda, to part of the whole kind of goal of the Winter Wildland Alliance is preserving those public lands so that we don't see something like an abandoned ski resort.
Right. And while most ski resorts are on their own private land, there mm-hmm. are a few in the country that are on public lands. And what I really found in this film when I reached out to Leo and Grant and the Road West Traveled is their production company, their team there, was just this idea of going into the backcountry in places that used to not be considered backcountry or could be considered half and half backcountry and half like public access, mm-hmm. But definitely ties into our basic mission as the Winter Wildlands Alliance to, like you said, promote and preserve these spaces, but also make sure, like what the abandoned film crew is doing, is telling those stories of places that have completely gone in the opposite way of what they originally started out to do. And now there are accessible areas for backcountry skiers. There's just some abandoned lifts out there to take photos of.
There you go. I'm speaking with the festival's director, Melinda Quick, and joining me on the phone are filmmakers Grant Robbins and Leo DiPiccolo. We're talking about the Backcountry Film Festival. It is coming to Boise to the Egyptian Theater this Saturday. Correct. Grant is actually going to be in town for the premiere of the short film. And what I think is interesting about this, too, and you mentioned this quickly, Melinda, is that all of the funds raised when you go to these local places, it stays within the community.
Yes.
And it really is for educational purposes, correct?
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. We actually do the world premiere every year in Boise in early November. This is our 14th annual year premiering here. And that's mainly because Winter Wildlands is based in Boise in downtown. But we also really love the backcountry community here. And there's no way we could have grown to the level that we're at without their support. Mm. And so we love to keep it in our hometown. And then after the premiere, we tour over 100 different cities throughout the U.S. and some international cities. And yes, like you said, each screening raises funds for the local backcountry community. And that all goes back into snow education, avalanche education, or anything that those grassroots organizations or backcountry partners that we have need to do for the following year with those funds.
And what's interesting, too, is when you say you tour around the country, I mean, you tour around the country. I mean, this is going to be in even in New York City. And people might think that's kind of odd when we're talking about backcountry, but there are parts in the state of New York where there is, you know, backcountry, there is hiking and all of that. So how important is it to show it to more diverse audiences and maybe audiences that we might think not backcountry, but might have a connection?
Right. Well, what's wonderful about where it tours to is that New York, yes, definitely. I think our understanding out west is New York, really, unless you're like really upstate. But I had lived there for 4 years, and yes, there's definitely a backcountry community right in Manhattan. But what I'm fascinated about is we've got our first showing in Georgia this year. And, you know, kind of moving south, there are huge communities everywhere that there are people that live in the Sunshine State and fly out to Colorado each year to explore the backcountry communities and accessible areas there. So it's really wonderful that we get to contact and then support these communities and really raise awareness that it's a big deal to a lot of people in our country, especially the human-powered portion of it, making sure that there's space, you know, for silence and that you can enjoy that and feel like you are in the depth of nature.
And it's a way of educating the whole.
Correct. And of what it means for something to be a human-powered snow sport and how to advocate on your state level, your city level, and the national level as well.
So this Saturday is the premiere at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. Tickets still available?
Tickets still available. They're going super fast. But we plan to have a couple left at the door if you don't get them online ahead of time.
Okay. And all day long, or what's the time frame?
So we have the pre-party at the North Face downtown, which is just going to be a fun party altogether with Red Light Challenge, a local band playing, and some Sierra Nevada beer on hand. And you can check in there early and get your wristbands and everything set. And then we all go to the Egyptian at 6 p.m. Is when the doors open. And then it's from film start around 7 and we'll go until about 9:30. And there's a big old, we got 60 raffle prizes and a bunch of silent auction items. And it's going to be a fun time.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today. My guests, Melinda Quick and Grant Robbins and Leo DiPiccolo. Thank you so much.